Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Вие сте со SPS радио на македонски јазик, а со вас е Маргарита Василева. Македонската заедница во Австралија и пошироко може да се гордее со уште една уметничка личност која деновиве се појавува на телевизиските екрани. Джером Велински, актер, режисер и креатор, зазеде една од главните улоги во австралиската мини телевизиска серија Underbelly Vanishing Act, во која тој ја толкува улогата на Антони Калети, сопруг на измамничката Мелиса Кадик од Сиднеј, која исчезна еден ден откако властите извршија рација во незиниот дом во Дова Хајтс, вреден 6,8 милиони долари на 11. ноември 2020 година. Госпоѓата Кадик, 49 годишна, водела така наречена понзи шема во која проневерила повеќе од 30 милиони долари од незините 60 клиенти, од кои многумина биле семени членови и пријатели. Оваа сезона е насловена акт на исчезнување. Джереми Велински со SPS Macedonian разговара за добивањето на оваа значајна улога, што за него значи да биде рамо до рамо со реномираните актери Колин Фрилз и Кейт Аткинсон, како и за начинот на кој тој се подготвувал за улогата.
SPS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите прилози на Facebook.
Джером Велински, thanks for speaking with SPS Macedonian.
Hello, and thanks for having me, Margarita. It's lovely to chat to you as always.
It was only last year that we had the pleasure of chatting about your work, in fact, your comedy series Method, which is on the web. This time you're cast in a major TV mini-drama series, Underbelly, Vanishing Act, where you're in the company of well-known Australian actors, Colin Frears, Kate Atkinson, playing the main character of Melissa Caddick. What was your reaction when you were told you had secured a role in this outstanding lineup of Australian talent?
My reaction, I was ecstatic, to be honest. I was in Los Angeles at the time when I, you know, first auditioned for the role, and, you know, as I landed in Australia to visit family, that's when I found out that I had booked the role. Yeah, I was over the moon. You know, Underbelly is a series that, you know, of course, you know, was quite progressive and exciting when it first landed years ago in Australia, and it's something that I've always wanted to be a part of, so thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
What was it like working with Kate Atkinson and Colin Frears?
Working with, you know, these Australian icons, Colin Frears, I've followed his work for many years. It was, you know, incredible to meet him, and such a lovely guy, fantastic on screen, fantastic off screen, and same with Kate. It was, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better on screen wife. She was an incredibly generous actress, someone who's just very warm as soon as you meet her, and you know, constantly, you know, checking in and seeing how you are and how you're feeling about the scene, and I think she's wonderful to watch in this. So it was just such a joy, and same with the whole team and cast. I think we had and the amazing crew. Sydney threw everything that it could at us in terms of weather and some other stuff, and to watch everyone just march on and continue doing such an extraordinary job was so inspiring.
Tell us about the audition process.
The audition process was a lot of fun. When I first received the material, I remember I wasn't familiar with the story. I was living overseas at the time, and then I guess, like everyone, became, you know, fascinated by the story that the series is inspired by. And then I filmed an audition remotely from overseas, which I then sent to casting, and got a great response, which was fantastic. And then there was an additional audition that followed that, and then came the news of the booking shortly after.
And how did you prepare for the role of Antony Colletti?
Every role, you know, asks for different preparation. This particular one, of course, it's inspired by a true story and, you know, inspired by real people. So I did my research as much as I could. So watching a lot of things, reading a lot of things, and then marrying that also with imagination, because it, of course, it's a, you know, fictional piece. It's kind of, you know, marrying that together. So my research, like for this part, goes from everything from walking along the beach and thinking about this character and reading the script and asking questions and then answering them and all of that. You know, it can be as simple as standing in a cafe ordering coffee and then thinking, how would, you know, this person order a coffee? How would they speak to the barista? How would they engage with people on the street? I think that the research is always endless, but with a character that's inspired by someone where there's known footage of that person, I think, you definitely get your hands on everything that you yes. can to infuse, I guess, your performance with as much truth as you can, of course.
Well, Jerome, you're an award-winning actor, director, creator, and I've got to say that it's more common to see actors take to both sides of the camera. Do the different roles ever overlap, say in the case of having an acting role where you're thinking like a director? Does that ever pose a problem?
That's a great question. I think it's all storytelling. So I think the better I get as a director, the better I become as an actor, and vice versa. I think they complement each other so beautifully. And so I feel very lucky to be able to exercise my talent in these fields, because I do feel, for instance, being an actor on this project in particular, working with the wonderful Jeff Bennett, who directed this, who I've worked with, this is my third collaboration with him, I hope that I'm able to, I guess, take direction well and kind of, you know, use a little bit of my director brain to kind of translate some of that direction so that it's a bit more seamless. So I think it complements each other, but you definitely have to kind of stay in that lane. You know, if you're an actor on set, it's important not to kind of start, you know, micromanaging, you know, and all of that. So I think it's great to be able to put the acting shoes on when I'm an actor, and then put the directing cap on when I'm doing that too.
So which creative muscles will the role of Anthony Coletti allow you to flex professionally?
Well, I'll be definitely, you know, the acting muscle for sure. There were many, many exciting challenges within this role that I've never had the chance to explore. For instance, the character is the vibe guy. You know, he's someone that, you know, gets the party going. He's a DJ, he's a hairdresser, you know, and the DJ aspect of it is something that I would absolutely never find myself doing. So it was incredibly exciting but terrifying, doing some DJing in this series and listening to music that I would perhaps never listen to. It's really gotten me to appreciate certain music that I perhaps wouldn't listen to, Jerome wouldn't listen to it in everyday life.
And from what I could see in the trailer, you have a few nude scenes as well.
There is a bit of raunchiness in the series, of course. I mean, I think that goes hand in hand with the Underbelly brand. Mm. I think it's a very sexy series. It's always been a sexy series. But aside from the nudity, I think just the whole, you know, the way that the show is put together is quite exciting and thrilling. And the fact that it's a two-part event as opposed to a longer form series makes it so much more thrilling, because you know that, you know, what did I say? Filler or killer, you know, it's going to be a hell of a ride from the start to the end, because there's really just no time for anything to slow it down.
So have you set yourself a plan about the type of work you want to target, since you're now heavily involved in drama?
Yeah, I think what was great about this particular job, Underbelly, was that it allowed me to have both comedy, you know, there was definitely moments of levity, moments of drama, so that was really cool to be able to do that. And I think it's my dream as an actor to continue to work in roles that allow you to kind of do that.
So what is work like for you at the moment as an actor coming out of COVID-19?
It's been an incredibly challenging time. I think that's why this job in particular was so important and you know, rewarding, because like everyone, you know, we'd all lost so much work. And coming out of COVID-19, I think there is a lot of excitement that's being generated. There's, you know, people are hungry for more content, because I think everyone's binged every single series on the earth during the time that we weren't able to make anything. So I think it could be potentially quite an exciting time for artists, because there is a demand for entertainment. You know, people really want to be watching new and exciting content, and it's actors are eager to get working again, as I'm sure all artists are.
Yes. Well, Jerome, you come from a family that has a strong performance background. How did they react when they heard of your role in Underbelly Vanishing Act?
Yes, my granddad and my mother are both in the industry in different ways. And my sisters are both musicians. My granddad a radio presenter. My mum a comedic theatre actress and comedian. They were ecstatic. They were so happy to have seen my journey as an actor and how, you know, tough it can be to navigate this kind of industry. You know, we see the successes a lot. That's all we really see, but we don't see the in-between times when, you know, the auditions that actors don't get and the things that we really want to happen that don't go our way. And that's a very real part of the industry. Rejection is a large percentage of it. So they were equally thrilled, you know, just as I was.
Well, I know for a fact that your grandfather, Bob, especially, is closely following your successes, and he was the one who actually alerted us to your role in the first place, so we thank him dearly for that.
Just a special shout-out to my granddad, Bob Walensky, who has been like my own little personal cheer squad and publicist throughout this. He was the reason how I found out, you know, the air date straight away. He called and said that it was on air, and he's been messaging all his friends and all of that. So very, very fond of his support and grateful to him.
Yes, he's a very, very proud granddad.
He is.
And thank you to Jerome for sharing your news with SBS Macedonian, and the community certainly following you. And we wish you every success in the near future. Hopefully a lead role next.
Yes, yes. I mean, this has been a pretty big one, but, you know, I'm looking forward to whatever, you know, comes next. You know, I'm very, very grateful so far for my journey and excited for what the future holds.
What kind of role would you like to see yourself in?
I think the next role, today it changes every single day, but, you know, the next role, I think I'd love to play like a musician. You know, I'd love to play maybe a 90s grunge-esque musician, because I'm always looking for something that's exciting and challenging, something that I haven't done before. Who knows? That's what I feel like today. We'll see. Thank you so much for your time, Margaret. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, and I hope you enjoy the show.
SBS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите прилози на Facebook.
Во нашиот разговор на англиски јазик разговаравме со актерот и режисерот македонско потекло Джером Велински за неговата значајна улога во телевизиската серија Underbelly Vanishing Act, која е во тек.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SBS на Македонски на Facebook.